Senator Stevens, tell me what's been going on in the legislature this week.
Well, it's been a pretty busy time in the finance. We've been hearing from the governor's administration on what his budget entails and what it means, and trying to understand the impact it'll have on our communities. The number of jobs that are going to be lost, the governor's budget, his staff told us, director told us, it would be 350 positions would be cut. But that's really not even the half of it. There will also be 600 positions in the Marine Highway System, 1,300 at the University of Alaska, 3,000 jobs lost in the school districts around the state. That's all an estimate. But that's a total of 5,000 direct jobs. So we heard from various economists today and yesterday about what that means and what those 5,000 jobs, real jobs, direct jobs, means in terms of indirect jobs, in terms of plumbers and stores and shops and grocery stores and restaurants and all of that. So when you lose 5,000 jobs, it could be up to another 10,000 lost indirectly.
You know, as we've discussed before, under the governor's proposed spending plan, there would be a 41% cut of the state funding to the University of Alaska. This week, Dunleavy sent a letter to the staff and students saying in part that he was agnostic about the specific cuts as there is a balanced budget. And he suggested that it's really up to the legislature to work out the details. Can you describe what you specifically want to see on funding for the university?
Well, I don't want to see a 41% cut, and it truly is. The governor in his letter said that it was really a 17% cut. It depends on how you look at it. It's a 70% overall for the university, but it is a 41% cut in state funding. And that state funding is what goes to teach kids, that hires teachers and runs classrooms. So that 41% is quite devastating to the university.
And you said, you know, you don't want to see 41% cut of state funding. But you do want to see, you know, some cuts, or how much kind of are you thinking for the university system?
I really can't tell you that at this point. We're talking about it, and I'm sure there will be cuts across the board, some reductions, not as heavy as the governor has planned. That would simply be absolutely destructive.
And here on the Kenai Peninsula, there's been a lot of worry about how cuts to the university could force Kenai Peninsula College, one of its campuses, to close down. But you've talked about funding the university in such a way that would make it harder to shut down any campuses. Can you talk about that?
Well, we're working on dividing the budget for university up into parts, and one would be for the rural sites, the rural communities, in Homer and in Kenai and also in Kodiak, but also the others around the state, to have that a separate budget item. There'd probably be some reductions there, but would not be as bad as could be hit.
Senator Stevens, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, great talking to you. Thanks, Renee.